Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Ondanks dat bewezen is dat de behandeling levensreddend is, krijgt 1 op de 5 Australiërs nooit radiotherapie, terwijl zij wel baat bij zouden hebben. Dit jaar wordt op 7 september voor het eerst de World Radiotherapy Awareness Day gehouden. Een kans om de angst voor de behandeling weg te nemen, zo zeggen experts.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Toen huisarts Melanie Mapleson een knobbeltje boven haar sleutelbeen opmerkte, liet ze het meteen onderzoeken en moest ze wachten op het resultaat.
Those days prior to the diagnosis, when I'd felt the symptom but hadn't got any answers, they were some of the worst days of my life.
De 38-jarige arts wist dat het goed mis kon zijn, toch was ze geschokt door de diagnose.
Because obviously as a health professional, my mind is jumping to the worst possible case scenario and the worst conclusions, even though they were all hypothetical at that stage. So everything stopped. I stopped working. I basically just went into, sort of withdrew into a state of numbness, and just got all the necessary investigations, and then was told by my lovely GP that I had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Na de kankerdiagnose hoorde Melanie over bestraling als behandelingsoptie, maar ze maakte zich zorgen over de mogelijke bijwerkingen.
You go on deep dives when you're diagnosed with something like this. It's hard to resist the temptation to go and look at every possible source of information, even those that are most unreliable. And so it wasn't so much the team that were giving me misinformation. They were very clear on the fact that the radiotherapy would be a critical, sort of integral component of my cure, but some of the information that I was channeling through was incorrect, and I think that's where my fear was based. Around side effects and late effects and being radioactive, and I had a young child, so I was afraid of, you know, putting him at risk, and all of that was really completely non-factual. But that's what the mind settles on when you're in a place of uncertainty and fear.
Ze besloot om bestralingstherapie te ondergaan als onderdeel van haar behandeling.
I turned up, got changed, lay down on the examination bed, and then was there for about 10-15 minutes, just lying there very, very still, and then I left. There was really not much to it, and the staff were really lovely, and receiving the radiation therapy was never painful. I wasn't radioactive, and my skin didn't break down, and I didn't lose, hair or anything based on the radiotherapy. So I had a bit of a mild cough for a period of time, and some sensation of, I guess, discomfort while swallowing, but that was very short-lived, and because I was expecting it, I knew that it was part of that sort of immediate side effect from the treatment that I'd had, and it did go away just as they said it would. So that was really it.
Professor Sandra Turner, een ervaren radiotherapeut-oncoloog bij het Sydney West Radiation Oncology Network in het Westmead Hospital, zegt dat er veel misvattingen bestaan over radiotherapie.
I think the common things we hear are that people fear radiotherapy and they worry that it's going to cause damage and side effects. They don't understand how safe and sophisticated it is. Often people think that you're going to be radioactive when you have treatment, and that could be damaging to people's families or children or pregnant people. And although there are some much less common forms of radiation therapy that use radioactivity, the vast majority of people having radiotherapy are never radioactive. It's not true. And the other thing is that people get very confused between chemotherapy and radiotherapy. So they don't understand that radiation is very focused, only treats the area that we need to treat with a very narrow safety margin. And so a lot of those generalized side effects like nausea and vomiting and other things that you can get from chemotherapy are much less common with radiotherapy, depending on that part of the body that we're treating.
Ondanks het feit dat radiotherapie al heel lang wordt toegepast, krijgt 1 op de 5 Australiërs die radiotherapie nodig hebben, volgens professor Turner, nooit de behandeling. Onderzoek toont aan dat mensen laat worden doorverwezen, wat de effectiviteit van de behandeling kan verminderen. En in sommige regionale en rural delen van het land zijn weinig tot geen radiotherapieapparaten beschikbaar.
We know that sometimes lives can be lost because people don't get radiotherapy when they should. So we feel very much that every health professional, but particularly every doctor, needs to know at least the basics about what radiotherapy can do, how safe it is, how sophisticated it is, and what the process is of delivery, so they can help advise and refer their patients like they need to on a whole lot of medical issues.
Ze legt uit dat de technologie de laatste decennia enorm verbeterd is en nu bijdraagt aan minstens 40% van de genezingen van kanker.
There used to be some places in the body that we couldn't easily use radiotherapy because of the sensitive structures or organs next to that area. And we're now able with our new technologies to be able to get around those problems. And mainly this has come about through being able to accurately visualize the organ or part of the body that's being treated at the time it's being treated. We can even follow where the cancer is within the target area that we're treating. For instance, in organs like, say, the lung, which moves a lot, as people breathe when we're delivering the treatment, we can now make sure that we compensate for movement so that we can accurately track, for instance, a cancer in the lung, so that we can be sure we're treating it every second that the machine is turned on.
Een kankersoort waarbij bestraling bijzonder effectief is, is prostaatkanker. Kuldeep Dhawan werd 2 jaar geleden gediagnosticeerd met deze ziekte. Hij besloot voor radiotherapie te kiezen nadat hij zijn opties had gekregen van oncologen.
It was an easy decision for me to do it because if I went for the surgery, I would have had to take a month off. And from work point of view, it won't suit me. When you're getting the radiotherapy done, you don't feel anything, and everything was really seamless, you know, from my point of view, basically. I continued to work because I'll get it done in the morning and then come to work and I'll do my normal day's work.
De 63-jarige gaat regelmatig voor controle en is zijn zorgteam dankbaar voor de steun die hij krijgt. Melanie Mapleson is inmiddels 2 jaar kankervrij. Professor Jared Martin, een klinisch oncoloog en onderzoeksarts, zegt dat bestraling een effectieve behandeling is bij kanker, maar dat het vaak het beste gebruikt kan worden in combinatie met chemotherapie en een operatie.
A lot of what we've learned from clinical trials has been often for some quite complex cancers that just one treatment alone is unlikely to get the best outcome. Quite often you do need to get some combination of both or even all three of those modalities in a very particular kind of sequence and even overlapping sometimes to get the best chance of controlling the disease. And then on top of that, we obviously also try to prioritize quality of life because the side effects both from the tumor as well as the treatment are a huge factor. And when we have to share decision making with patients, we really do try to be very collaborative, I guess, on trying to figure out priorities because, for instance, I treat a lot of prostate cancer, and it might be for a particular couple, sexual function might be a huge priority, and that might be very important in helping guide treatment decisions.
Professor Martin zegt dat, hoewel het onderzoek naar radiotherapie revolutionair is geweest, er weinig bericht is over de voordelen ervan, ook bij aandoeningen anders dan kanker.
This is kind of a bit mind blowing, but it actually turns out that very low dose radiotherapy may be of some benefit for people with some chronic inflammatory conditions like plantar fasciitis, for instance, which is a condition that can affect people's ability to walk. So in radiation oncology, we're now working hard to get good, high quality data about exactly how much we can maybe help people with these other conditions as well.
Terug naar Sandra Turner. De professor is ook medevoorzitter van de World Radiotherapy Awareness Day, die dus zondag 7 september plaatsvindt.
World Radiotherapy Awareness Day is a way to bring the whole radiation oncology community together and also people that have been touched by cancer and had radiation therapy, patients and survivors and their families, and bring everyone together to raise their voice around the same issues that are worldwide. And these are about lack of awareness, lack of education, fear of radiotherapy, and access to radiotherapy, because we haven't talked about this, but in many places in the world, there aren't even any radiation machines. And ultimately, what we'd like to do is to use that joint power and amplification of that voice to impact decision makers, policy makers, and governments to understand the importance of radiation therapy and to appropriately invest in radiotherapy services that are needed to make sure that all patients get good access to radiotherapy.
Cameron Carr maakte deze bijdrage voor SBS Nieuws. De Nederlandse vertaling werd verzorgd door SBS Dutch.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.